Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what an absolutely glorious Saturday afternoon it is here, fellow foodies. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness for another delicious hour on radio on KNST AM 790. And whether you're listening to us now on the radio, or maybe you're listening to us on our website, onthemenulive.com, maybe you're one of the millions listening worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network, we are so glad you are here. And where is here this week, fellow foodies? This week, we are broadcasting live from the closest we can get to a Parisian cafe with without leaving Tucson. Yes, you guessed it. We are live from Augustine Brasserie in the Mercado San Augustine, right off of Congress Street, just a stone's throw west of the freeway. And Executive Brittany Palmer has rolled out an amazing special for you tonight. Join us for the broadcast. Stay a little bit after the show, and you're going to get a 16-ounce wood-grilled ribeye with duck fat confit fingerling potatoes and sauteed kale with a roasted garlic butter. That entire cornucopia of French flavor is only $31. So come on down to Augustine Brasserie and join the party. Well, you know what? Whenever we talk about a party, there's one woman in this community who is a manifestation of the fiesta wherever she goes. She's the Tucson community manager for Yelp. And her name is Isabella Hafroy. Bella, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, I mean, I'm so excited whenever you're on the show, because you glisten and sparkle, and you come everything about you is just about, you know, energy and drive and party. I mean, when are you not having a party, Bella Hafroy?
That's a great question. Probably just when I'm sleeping, but there's a party in my head then too, dreaming about it. So
you know, what do you sleep about, 2 hours a night?
Just about.
Yeah, anyway, so you've been to Augustine Brasserie here several times.
I have. The little
bird told me that you don't live too far away from this joint.
I live just around the corner, and it's a great spot to visit, and I encourage all Tucson locals to come down here and visit. It's beautiful.
That's right. You know, I'm glad you say Tucson locals. You know, I want to say again, this is the last Saturday of the month, which is our monthly Tucson Originals Spotlight Show, and on every last Saturday of the month, we like to profile a different Tucson original. We love the Tucson Originals, this wonderful network of independent restaurants, locally owned restaurants that have joined together and have encouraged people and invited people to say yes to local, and that's what really this is all about.
That's right.
So Yelp, you are busy. Yelp is all about events, and it's about interactivity, and it's about a dialogue, and it's about, you know, showing people what's possible in the world of retail and shopping and professional services and such. But you have something coming up in just about another week or so, and when I heard about it, I was fascinated, and I had to get you on the show. So what do you have in Yelp going on June the 6th?
All right. So on June 6th, it's a Thursday night. Yelp Tucson has partnered with the Children's Museum Tucson for our annual Yelper Party. So what that means is that it's a huge party where we're bringing in over 20 local businesses and entertainers to come celebrate local love at the museum, and we're bringing out Yelpers to come connect with these business owners and entertainers during this party. It's free to attend. And we are asking people to RSVP on our website, because as much as we'd love to fit all of Tucson in the museum, we can't. So we're asking people that are 21 and over to RSVP at yelp.com/events. Make sure that your city is set to Tucson. And you click on the events tab, you will see the event listing. It's called Yelp's Ultimate Playdate. And you can click on that and get all the details and RSVP. This event is about our inner child. So we're celebrating childhood with delicious bites and beverages and face painting and glitter tattoos, balloon artists, DJs. It's going to be fabulous.
Glitter tattoos, balloons, and beer and cocktails and great food all manifest in this wonderful event. Now, I love the Children's Museum Tucson. I mean, when you're thinking about throwing this kind of party in Southern Arizona with what you have in mind and the vision and the energy, I think the museum is a perfect place to do it.
Absolutely. And they've just been so wonderful to work with. The museum has really developed so much over the last several years. And if I was a kid, I'd be happy to spend my time there. And it is a nonprofit organization. So although this event is free to attend, we are asking our guests to donate $10 at the door in benefit of the museum.
Wonderful.
So if they'd like to give more, we'd love that as well. But it is free, but we are definitely raising some funds for this wonderful nonprofit. So
that's great. We love the Children's Museum Tucson, and we love Michael Luria. And let's just say, the executive director of the Children's Museum, Michael Luria, a foodie in his own right.
Yes.
I mean, one of the most sophisticated palates in all of Southern Arizona. For him to open up his doors and do this in a way that really shares all the good things going on in Tucson. And again, $10, Bella. I mean, I would probably write a check for a lot more, but just $10 gets you in the door for a chance to feast on all this great things. Now, you have this great party. You say it's a play date. Now, you're spelling play with an E.
That's right.
That's fascinating to me. Talk about that.
Play on words. Yelp is spelled Y-E-L-P. So we just reversed it, and it's Yelp's ultimate play date. We just want you to come out and play with us at the Children's Museum. Connect with our local businesses. We have, like I said, over 20 different beverage and restaurant sponsors, entertainment. And I can just name a list if you want me to.
I want to hear, and I want you to start with the beer, because I'm a suds guy. So who's going to be pouring beer that night on June the 6th?
We have Thunder Canyon Brewery.
Fantastic.
We have New Belgium.
Excellent.
We have Four Peaks and Sleepy Dog out of Phoenix.
Fantastic.
And we have a number of local restaurants, from Jack's Kitchen, The Abbey, Jasper Cafe. We have Boca Tacos and Tequila, Zona 78.
Maria Maison going to be there? Is she going to actually be there herself?
Oh, she better be. I'm counting on her.
Because I love everything that she's done with the tacos. As a matter of fact, Bella Jafroya, I think you were our celebrity co-host when we had her on the show last.
Yes.
When we were talking about her her scotch and her cigar component of tacos out on the patio. I mean, I love everything that Maria's all about. Love it.
Oh, same here.
So she's going to be there. It'll be a long line to meet her.
Yeah, she's a ball of energy, and yep. I love her. And we have Umi Star, Magpies, Pinup Pastries, Kaduk's Food Truck, Panera Bread, Amelia Gray's. We have Campus Candy is going to have an awesome candy table.
If you're at the museum, at Children's Museum, you got to have Campus
That's
Candy
right.
there for sure.
We have Photo Fun Booth doing our photo booth. And we have Cirque Roots, who's going to be doing really awesome performances throughout the night. So it's just a number of really incredible local partners. And and Hacienda del Sol. I apologize.
And Hacienda del Sol.
And Renee's Organic Oven.
Hacienda, one of the proud sponsors of On the Menu Live. We love everything that they're doing out there. So anyway, again, June 6th, it's the play date at the Children's Museum of Tucson. And how can people RSVP for this free event?
Visit our website, yelp.com/events. Make sure your city is set to Tucson. Click on the events tab, and you'll see Yelp's ultimate play advertised. Click on that and click I'm in, and you will receive a confirmation email from us about 2 days before the event to let you know that you've made the list and you can come out and party with us.
You know, coming out and partying with Isabella Jafroy from Yelp is no better way I'd rather spend June 6th than with you and hanging out with all your friends, all these local businesses, great purveyors of wonderful food, delicious cocktails, cold beer, all against the backdrop of one of the most magnificent settings in all of Southern Arizona, Children's Museum Tucson. Bella, thanks for bringing this event to our attention. We're going to be talking to you a little bit later throughout the show as we continue our live broadcast from Augustine Brasserie in the Mercado San Augustine, just off of Congress on the west side of the freeway, where Chef Brittany Palmer has put together this wonderful culinary experience, a 16-ounce wood-grilled ribeye with duck fat confit fingerling potatoes and roasted sautéed kale with a beautiful garlic butter. This is here all waiting for you, and it's only $31. So get over here, join the rest of the show, join the party, and we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Matt Russell on the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Rowe here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Augustine Brasserie in the Mercado San Augustine, just off of Congress on the west side of the freeway. You can't miss it on the south side of the street. And we are yucking it up here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, Tucson Community Manager for Yelp. It's Bella Jafroy is back with us.
Hello, here we are.
Here we are, just bobbing and weaving and eating and drinking and having a great time. Now, you mentioned Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey, Bella, two, of course, of my favorite restaurants here in Southern Arizona. And they're going to be participating with you in this wonderful event over at the Children's Museum Tucson on June the 6th. Of course, brought to you by Metzger Family Restaurants. And there's one guy who can speak beautifully and passionately and lovingly about these two great restaurants. It's Brian Metzger. What's going on, brother?
Hello, everybody.
It's so great to hear your voice. I mean, I love having you on the show time and time again, but this is the one time of the year, Brian Metzger, when you are just back on the ground from a few days in Chicago. You attended the National Restaurant Association's annual convention, and we kind of wanted to get a state of the industry address from you, sir, about what you are hearing out there, what's fascinating you in the restaurant industry, what can we expect to see? How did you enjoy your time out there this year?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you, the dynamic duo of you and Bella seems to be unmatched. I don't know how you get cooler as a couple co-hosts on this radio show. Hi, Bella.
Hello.
Can we just get that in writing, Brian? I'm trying.
Yeah. Everyone heard
me.
Thanks for inviting me back on. I love this part of the show, and I love coming back from the restaurant show. It's always such a way to get inspired. And at both Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey, you know, we're trying to find new ways to be fun and have a good time and take care of our guests more and make it about that guest experience. So this year I decided to take Michelle, of course, my beautiful wife. That was a no-brainer. She chose me to go there with her, actually. And I brought Virginia Wooters, my chef, and Taylor Nissen, my GM of both restaurants, to kind of show them. I think the next part of our life is, you know, sharing with them information, sharing with them part of what made me who I am today. So to take them to Chicago, a city that I kind of spent some time, was super cool this year.
I love it. And, you know, I just can only imagine, Brian, what it must be like. I mean, how many thousands and thousands and thousands of people were all convening in the Windy City to really see what's going on in the restaurant industry, what sort of tools and tips and techniques to sort of take your own restaurant to the next level. I mean, what was the energy like around that space?
It's pretty crazy. You know, I think it does bring together all different levels of our business, you know, so you really get a chance to rub elbows with everyone. There's a mom and pop guy who's got a small restaurant somewhere in Wisconsin. And then, you know, the chefs I saw this year, I got a chance to watch Alice Gornishelli for a full hour, talk about her life as an Iron Chef and watch her cook
wow.
a beautifully simple meal. Robert Irvine was there, and Michelle loved watching him take off his chef coat and show off his muscles, and listen to him speak in first person was great. Anthony Bourdain was there. So it's kind of a cool way
wow.
to see that. But it is a way to kind of make the show whatever you want to make it about. And so that was fun to see and super inspiring. But for me, it's about kind of weaving through and having a vision of what I was looking for. So we went with a couple of things in mind. We wanted to see sort of what technology is doing nowadays in our business. I think most people know now we take reservations online through ResBook on an iPad, and so we did that 2 years ago. So now to see where the iPad has gone, where they're taking kind of wireless communication, where they're taking, you know, wireless server interaction, it's pretty incredible to just watch it actually be in front of your face right now and make it tactile and doable, which I think was pretty neat this year so far.
I love it, and I think we had you on the show when you talked about this, and it was just early on in trending, bringing the iPad actually to the restaurant, and now sort of the only sort of term I can think of right now that represents where the Abbey and Jack's Kitchen have come is kind of high-tech, high-touch, because you've embraced technology, which really is benefits your patron in immeasurable ways, but it's also very much a personal, individual, intimate encounter that the servers and the back of the house, the front of the house, and your customers have among each other.
Yeah, I think that's about, I appreciate your saying that. We've really tried to integrate technology to where it doesn't hinder you. I want to make it easier for your experience. And so there are a lot of pieces of technology out there, you know, simple things like there was a fully customizable screen. You could have the guest do their ordering on this little mini kind of handheld deal, run the card, make the whole action table side. They can okay their order before you walk away. And you're not going to see that at Jack's Kitchen tomorrow, but I think the idea is, it allows the guests to just ultimately know they've ordered exactly what they want, and there's no confusion anymore between that and what that happens in the kitchen. So that's kind of a fun turn that I'm going to keep my eye on as we go forward to make sure it doesn't hinder us. But the iPad technology piece was great. Probably the most exciting thing for me has been growing for the past – this is my third show in 4 years, so I've really seen this thing start to boom. But it's the gluten-free movement, and – you know, 4 years ago, I really wanted to love what was happening. I wanted to love the flavor, and unfortunately, I didn't love the flavor. Some of them weren't
right.
quite right. But it's this year,
right.
for the first time, I'm happy to say I tasted gluten-free bread that I think you'll see at both restaurants as our table bread here in the next 6 months, because the bread was so good, it didn't taste gluten-free. And I thought, why not just remove that area of a death trap to some people and take the gluten out of our restaurant in the form of table bread? So that was pretty exciting.
Oh, that is wonderful to hear. And I, along with you, Brian, I mean, when the gluten-free products started rolling out, I questioned the fact that you could have something that was gluten-free and delicious at the same time. And now that you have found something that you believe meets all of that and that you're actually going to be bringing out for everybody to enjoy, I think is a testament of your leadership and your vision there at both restaurants. And I celebrate now the wonderful gluten-free world that we live in, even though I'm not touched by a gluten insensitivity. I love the flavors that are coming out, I'm so happy to hear that that you're going to be doing that. Now, we've got about another minute remaining. What can we expect out of Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey as we go into the summer months?
Well, it's our favorite time of year to kind of get back in touch with our guests again and really celebrate what we're here for, which is to celebrate this sun and have fun. So the menus will be lightening up on both restaurants, and we really look to focus in-house in summers and doing as much as we can, baking as much as we can, and taking that time we're given to actually deliver as best we can to our guests here in the summer. So starting next week, you'll see us do half-off wine on Sundays and Tuesdays at both restaurants. We'll announce it on our Facebook page and through our mailing list at jackskitchen.com with an X or theabbeytucson.com. Just a lot of fun cocktails. We're inspired by the restaurants we saw in Chicago. We're inspired by some flavors we saw, and I think you're going to see that come back to us, not in the form of just me anymore, but now with my chef, with my partner, GM Taylor. We're all going to kind of use that and put together and make a really great experience for our guests this summer.
I'm so excited that you brought out your A-team. I shouldn't even say A-team. I mean, because the entire Jackson Abbey staff are all part of the A-team. There's no B and C, but I'm so glad that you brought your leadership out to Chicago for them to understand and appreciate and really embrace all that's going on and in their own sort of individual and unique ways, bring them back to Tucson so we could all enjoy the fruits of your visit in the Windy City. And I love having you on the show to talk about it. Brian Metzger from Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey. I love everything that you guys are doing, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Bill. I'll see you guys on Thursday next week at the play date.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful. Man, I want to be Brian Metzger for just like one day. That's all. Just one day. I want to fly around.
He's a pretty cool guy.
I want to have some great cocktails. I want to eat some great food and be around some great people partying in Chicago. But here we are back in Tucson. Just loving this broadcast here, this delicious broadcast at Augustine Brasserie. Now, speaking of delicious, I love the segues. I love Brittany Palmer High Valves. Let me just say, I don't want there to be any misunderstanding. Executive chef of Augustine Brasserie, now a complete shade of red across your face. Brittany Palmer, how are you doing, chef?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And I'm just delighted to learn that you are now the executive chef. You've really been here at Augustine Brasserie since day one. You've assumed the mantle of executive royalty here. And I just can't imagine a better fit for your culinary talents and what this place is all about. I mean, I say this is the closest we can get to a Parisian cafe without leaving Tucson. And what an amazing thing for you to come and kind of share your own contributions with the team here. But I want to talk about oysters, you know, because I am a huge oyster guy. Bella, I don't know if you like an oyster every now and then.
I do.
I mean, but I love great oysters. I love coming, and I love your oyster program. I mean, let me just say, there's not only one oyster on the menu here at Augustine. It's a program. I mean, sometimes it deserves its own menu, but I want to get a sense of how you approach your oyster program here and kind of do a little bit of Oysters 101 for our guests. So talk a little bit about your oyster program.
Well, right now we're focusing all our oysters out of the Northwest. We're getting our oysters from Pen Cove, Washington, and British Columbia. They harvest their oysters from deep water, so even now coming into the summer and the hot season, we got really fresh, crisp oysters coming from that deep, cold water.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you right there, and this is exactly the perfect thing that I'm talking about. I'm so glad you said that, because there's this myth, Brittany Palmer, that you can only source oysters in months ending in R. Have we heard that? So September, October, November, December, and if it's not a month ending in R, stay away from the oysters. No, says Chef Brittany Palmer, you harvest them from deep. So the temperature is right, and you can have oysters literally year-round. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Perfect. I love it. Continue. I'm sorry. I just got so compelled by the myth, and I wanted to respond to that.
Well, yeah, like right now, the place that we're getting from, yeah, you have the deep water, that you always have crisp, briny oyster. With the colder water, you get those more crisp flavors. In the warmer waters down south, you find the sweeter, more the thicker oysters.
Yes.
We do those in through the winter, but now coming into that summer season, this is a more fresh oyster, more refreshing.
So how many oysters are you having on the menu? Like, people are going to come in tonight, they're going to look at your oyster menu. How many are you?
Tonight we have two on our menu.
Beautiful.
We have Paradise oysters and Deer Creek oysters. The Deer Creek are from Pen Cove, Washington. The Paradise in British Columbia.
Now, do you have a particular favorite, chef?
I do not. The Paradise are much smaller. They're more fragile oyster.
A fragile oyster. Oh, I like that. Oysters can be fragile.
They
Now they're dead, right? I mean, let's just set the record straight. These are dead.
They're not.
Yeah, I wanted her to actually call me on that. These are living, breathing bivalves.
Yeah,
and that's what makes them the best because they're so fresh. Mm-hmm. But an oyster can be fragile. Can an oyster be assertive?
They can. I think the sweeter oysters definitely have that more pungent flavor to you, and they really hit you more.
So I've always been told that, you know, you want to look for the smaller oysters. I like big, bold, chewy oysters, right? But I've been told by some folks that are smarter about oysters than I am that the smaller the oyster, the actual higher quality of the oyster. Is that a complete myth, or is that some wisdom there?
I think it's more preference. The smaller ones tend to be lighter, and they tend to go down easier. The bigger ones, I think you have to have a little more oomph to get them down.
Yeah, that and a little something else, too. We'll talk about your cocktails a little bit later. So you've got these wonderful oysters here. Now, they're coming in live. And when they're served to you on the plate there, I mean, these are still, you know, they're kind of giving you a nice little wink.
Yep.
And that's the way they have to be. Because that is what distinguishes a place that takes their oysters seriously from someone who's just trying to, you know, market themselves as an oyster place, but that really don't give them sort of that benefit. But this is sort of that raw bar experience in the oyster. Now, let's talk a little bit about presentation. So let's face it, the oyster, aesthetically, is not the best looking shellfish, or it's not really shellfish, it's like a bivalve, around. So there's things that you have to do to sort of pretty that up. So talk about the presentation of the oysters here at Augustine Brasserie.
Well, we serve them more or less as is. Our accompaniments, we have a house-made cocktail sauce and mini net. We also serve them with, you know, lemons and some sea salt.
Mignonette.
Mignonette.
That's one of them French words there, Bella. So, of course, there's going to be a mignonette at Augustine Brasserie. Mignonette, is that then like a vinegar base?
It's vinegar and wine, and it's always some onions. We use shallots in-house and black pepper.
Beautiful. Shallots, black pepper, and vinegar. Now, are people dunking the oyster in the mignonette and then moving on to the cocktail sauce, or is it just sort of a subjective kind of experience?
Well, they all have different flavors, so if you're a real big oyster fan, you try them by themselves first, obviously. They try to be very light. Our sauces aren't too overpowering because you still want to taste that oyster flavor.
Exactly. That's what I love that she said, because I see people, I don't know that I've seen it here, because people that come here know oysters. But I've seen people right away before they even bring it up, they just dump the cocktail sauce on it, then they just cover it with all the accoutrement. How's that, Bella? Mignonette and accoutrement in the same 5 minutes. But the oyster has a wonderful briny, you know, like you say, sweet flavor that is just begging to be appreciated by itself. So if you can take a bite of an oyster and without slurping down the whole thing, do yourself a favor, fellow foodies. Try the oyster without anything on it. Listen to what Chef Brittany Palmer has to say about the natural flavors and the sourced waters where they're coming from. And then if you're so inspired, then pretty that up with some other things going around. I love it. Now, when I was younger, I used to enjoy an oyster shooter. Every now and then, which would be a shot glass with a beautiful shucked oyster, perhaps some pepper vodka, a little horseradish. You did an oyster shooter here at Augustine Brasserie?
We don't have it on the menu, but we do it. We have specific requests every once in a while. That's definitely something we can do regularly.
Okay, so next time you see me walk in the door, I want to start hearing some shucking, Brittany Palmer. Okay, and I want it happening behind the bar. So talk about, with oysters, it's all about fresh. So you're sourcing these two oysters now that you talked about. Are you constantly rotating that oyster menu as the seasons will dictate?
Yeah, absolutely. We get our oysters in once a week. We get them in Thursday, so they're perfectly fresh for the weekend. Every week we get a different oyster. They're still from this location because of the summer season, and this is where they're best right now. But as the seasons go, we come with our seafood purveyors, and we get whatever's best right then. We don't sacrifice for the price or anything like that. We want to serve the best oyster we can.
I love it, because your patron is the one that matters.
Yes.
And I love the sort of the dedication that you're giving to quality and excellence, because let's face it, not all oysters are oysters that you want to enjoy.
No.
And the fact that you're so diligent about the purveyor and the source and the time of year, I mean, we can benefit from that specifically, because we know that Brittany Palmer, you and your culinary team are doing all the heavy lifting. So when we come into Augustine Brasserie, we know that the oyster that we're about to enjoy is going to be a true culinary experience.
Absolutely.
And there we have it. Do you really like oysters?
Yes and no.
we're going to make an oyster lover out of you yet. I mean, you and I are going to sit down and do some shucking together, okay? Mel, you're an oyster fan.
That's a tough job.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I actually shucked an oyster for the first time about 6 months ago, and I have a renewed appreciation for the guy back in your kitchen who has to do that on a regular basis. Anyway, Chef Brittany Palmer, the executive chef at Augustine Brasserie, love catching up with you about oysters, but don't go away because we're going to come back and we're going to talk about authentic French bistro cuisine right here in the heart of the Mercado District of downtown. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Thank you.
This is great. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Augustine Brasserie at the Mercado San Augustine on Congress just west of the freeway and on the menu live, AM 790 KNST. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from a Parisian cafe right here in Tucson. In fact, the only one, Augustine Brasserie in the Mercado San Augustine, right off of Congress Street, just west of the freeway on the south side of the street. You can't miss this wonderful destination for French bistro cuisine. We're here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, an hour which is going away dangerously fast, from Yelp.com here in Southern Arizona, the lovely Bella Hoffroy.
Hello, everyone.
Staring at those oysters like the end is near. I mean, you want to have, this is my last meal. When I know that it's going to be my last, oysters has to be a part of it. Then we're here being walked through oyster protocol with executive chef from Augustine Brasserie, Chef Brittany Palmer. So, Brittany, right before the break, we talked a little bit about the oysters that you have here at Augustine Brasserie, the very, the attention to detail and the commitment to quality that you put to your oyster program, something that we salute here on a regular basis. And your team has brought out an oyster for us to try. Now, the oysters that have brought out on this beautiful bed of ice, and again, the presentation cannot be overlooked, and it's the way you've sort of presented them over the ice with the lemon wedges and the mignonette, as we said, this little mini jar of Tabasco sauce and some cocktail sauce. Are these both the same oysters, or are these?
No, we have one of each. We have our Deer Creek and we have our Paradise.
Which one do you want, Bella? Deer Creek or Paradise?
Smaller one.
She wants the smaller one. So
the Paradise should be the smaller one.
This one right here? Oh, that's the smaller one. All right, I'm going to give you
British Columbia.
I'm going to take you to Paradise.
All right, thank you.
You want any of the? Would you like the mignonette?
I'm going to just try it as is.
I'm going to do the same. Okay. So, again, I don't want to embarrass myself when I come to Augustine Brasserie, and it's been suggested that that's a regular occurrence at other restaurants. I want to make sure that I'm doing this right. So, am I violating protocol by actually picking up the oyster and bringing it to my mouth and slurping it right out of the shell?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so if there's this chorus of slurps moving its way, cascading throughout the Augustine Brasserie dining room, that's an okay thing?
Absolutely. That's how you should enjoy your oyster.
Start your engines. Bella, this is great. All right, I'm going right in. Mmm. Ice cold. Beautifully sweet. A little bit of that brine. I love the mixture of the brine with the natural sweet taste of that oyster. And a little bit of resistance, right? So it's got a little bit of a chew, and it's a mouthfeel, but it's light. I mean, a couple of dozen of these. And that finish is really nice, because that continues to give. Are you getting that, too?
Yes, it's buttery, this one.
Listen to Bella. She talks about it. But this is fantastic.
Delicious.
This is wonderful. So thank you so much for instructing us on the finer points of the oyster program here at Augustine Brasserie. Now, Augustine Brasserie certainly would not be here were it not for the vision and the leadership and the passion of our next guest right here. In fact, I would say quite literally wouldn't be here because he owns the place, Adam Weinstein. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, Matt. Thank you very much.
Let me just say thank you very much for having the courage to build something like this. I mean, this is, like I say, having a wonderful meal is so much more than something that tastes good. I mean, it has to be a beautiful setting. It has to be an exceptional team that you've built. It has to be, of course, something that's delicious, and it's this surround sound experience. I think Augustine Brasserie is a manifestation of that, and I just thank you. Thank you for
that. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
You've been here now. How long has Augustine been open?
I've been here just a little over 1 year.
And so, looking back now, Adam Weinstein, what say you? How was the last year?
It's been a fantastic first year. Of course, with any startup, you have your ups and downs. But generally speaking, we've been able to have great consistency with the team that was assembled initially. Folks like Brittany that have been with us almost since day one. That consistency has allowed us to grow and set up a performance expectation, not only with the quality of the food, but the hospitality and what guests come to expect on a routine basis. So we really pride ourselves on the repeat guests that we have, and quite frankly, pleasantly surprised about where we're drawing our clientele from, which despite our economic modeling, are coming from places as far east and up north in the foothills on a much more regular basis than we would have expected. And I think it's precisely for what you mentioned, the authenticity, the quality of the experience, the atmosphere, the hospitality, and the overall quality of goods.
Yeah, right on. You know, you talk about the economy, and of course, I mean, we no matter what business you're in, you know, you have your ups and downs, you know, depending on what the economic condition is like. But I am here to suggest that if you create something like Augustine Brasserie, if you create something that is that meets so many needs, that is able to serve a range of so many different palates, that if you provide an incredible experience to someone, no one will use economy as an excuse, because they're going to come and they're going to come again. And that's what they keep doing here.
They are, very much so. And we're greatly appreciative. The repeat guests have been our lifeblood. So, and we're hoping to continue to grow that base. Brittany is working on some phenomenal additions to our menu for over our summer, as well as a relaunch of brunch and our lunch program in the August month, and a whole host of interesting things that we'll be developing and working on to have in full force in the fall.
That's great. We're going to be talking a lot about the menu and some of the events like Hot August Nights with you, but I want to kind of talk about, you know, a year ago when you had this idea, did you sort of look around and say, gosh, you know, I love this sort of Parisian bistro French idea, and I want to do it in a way that's approachable. And when we think French food, we think expensive small portions and snooty. When we come to Augustine Brasserie, it is the opposite of all of that. Was it missing in Tucson when you opened?
We felt so. We felt that there was a real market opportunity, especially within the spectrum of what was opening downtown. We wanted to differentiate ourselves accordingly and become a destination in and of itself. At the same time, a lot of this is just very personal to myself, my family, things that we like, and what we've enjoyed in the places that we travel to throughout the world. And the quality of experience is really ultimately what we were after. So we took an approach to the appointment of the overall facility, the approach to the food, with the level of simplicity. As you said, accessibility was a key component. We wanted to also have a price point that was familiar more with the brasserie concept. So while we'd be able to serve a fine dining quality product, we wanted that to be available on a more routine basis. This is supposed to ultimately be a neighborhood restaurant.
Exactly.
And it's currently serving our immediate community very well in that capacity. So we're still trying to promote that. In addition, we've had some very sophisticated wine programs and some other things that have been going on that have sort of balanced us out at a very nice taste level, but at the same time, without being stodgy.
No, I can't. I'm struck by your sense of passion and the personal story. And, you know, we interview a lot of restaurant owners, Bella Froy, on this program, and to sit down with someone who can speak so passionately about that program and that vision, I mean, again, I'm awed, frankly. Chef Brittany Palmer, French food can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And so as Adam was talking about, you know, the sense of neighborhood, you know, this bistro, this brasserie, talk a little bit about your culinary program and what can your guests expect to see from the menu from the moment they walk in the door?
Well, our menu, we focus on quality more than anything. All our food is very fresh, and it's something that I think everyone can enjoy no matter what their take is on French food or what their preference is on any kind of food.
And so when you're putting together a menu, what's the one thing? You know, when you sat down with Adam and, you know, and your culinary team, you're about ready to launch this place. I mean, what's the one thing that you think that Augustine Brasserie absolutely had to have on its menu? If you were going to be out there in such a bold way, what's the one thing you could not do without?
I think our mussels are probably one of my favorite things on our menu.
Thank you so much for saying that. So the mules, as they say, right? I mean,
yes. This
is exactly what we're talking about. Talk about your mussels.
Our mussels, we get them fresh. They're from Prince Edward Island. They come in every week. We prepare them with white wine, shallots, lots and lots of butter, like every French restaurant should.
Yes, please.
And we, you know, we serve a very healthy portion, lots of fries to, you know, dip in that awesome sauce.
Love it. Mule frites, as they say. Great. So mussels, and then, of course, you have your the escargot, which I think is a hallmark on the menu. I was struck by the roasted bone marrow. Now, I wrote a column for Inside Tucson Business a few weeks ago, and I talked about sort of the marrow renaissance, and there's a couple restaurants in town that are doing it. I think you're one of only one or two. Talk about bone marrow and give people an idea that it's okay to have marrow.
Well, bone marrow it's absolutely phenomenal. It's got, you know, it's a fatty texture, but it's almost like butter. It's very rich. We serve it with roasted garlic and Tabasco, everything that complements such that rich, buttery flavor. I think it's a great way to start any meal. It just gets you salivating from the minute it walks out.
Yeah, I can testify personally to that response. But again, the trout manier, which I've had a couple of times here, you've got some wonderful salmon, but our big special tonight that I've been told is this gorgeous 16-ounce wood-grilled ribeye with duck confit fingerling potatoes and sautéed kale with a roasted garlic butter for $31. How can you possibly make that happen? No, that's a gorgeous steak.
It's a very nice piece of meat, very good accompaniments. It's a very rich dish, but it's great.
You know, Bella Huffroy is a carnivore in her own right. Have you ever knocked down one of these ribeyes here?
No, not this one. I've had the New York steak, and it was delicious with the French fries and the dipping sauces, and I can eat steak all day.
I love the different interpretations here. So when you think about New York steak, I think everybody has sort of this classic understanding for what that's going to be when you think about a prime steakhouse. But, you know, a New York steak at Augustine Brasserie is not like getting a New York steak at some big chain, big box gourmet steakhouse. I mean, you bring this sort of unique brasserie twist. I mean, duck confit fingerling potatoes with a steak, I mean, that's just beautiful.
Thank you.
I love the ribeye because I love when you bring in a little bit more of that marbling. Now, I'm a huge strip guy, but when you bring in some of the fat, and fat is good, can you say that with me?
Oh, absolutely.
Fat is good. Fat is good. One more time.
Fat is good.
Okay, don't be afraid of the fat, for crying out loud. I'm going to get letters. I'm going to get letters, Bella. Anyway, so now you're open for dinner. What are your hours?
We open up at 5 o'clock, and we're open till 10, Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay. And you also, as Adam said, you guys are knocking out a great brunch. Are you doing a brunch on Sundays?
We are, indeed.
Okay. And talk a little bit about what we can expect from your brunch.
Well, our brunch menu, it's fairly simple. We have a couple of the French flavors and stuff going on, but we don't want to be too snotty and get rid of the breakfast crowd that, you know, everyone likes to come in for breakfast.
Exactly. Yep. I love it. So I've never had the brunch here.
It's
great. I've been told again and again that I need to come back. And we actually had one of our listeners just send me a tweet that actually said, ask these guys about their cheese program, and I am remiss by not bringing up your cheese program because the lovely Tana Fryer from Blue, one of your neighbors here at the Mercado, has a wonderful cheese program, and I understand that she met with you and talked to you a little bit about what some opportunities were to showcase wonderful artisan cheeses here. And in fact, Adam, you have your own cheese menu.
Indeed. Tana is an all-star and has just provided us with an incredible cheese program right from the beginning. We're on about our third iteration thus far. She keeps searching high and low for an authentic, primarily local-based program for us. And she's just been terrific in being able to develop a whole host of compliments, not only with the cheeses themselves, but the accoutrement as well, from anything like the local honey to some of the breads and other crisps and nuts and berries that we've been enjoying on our cheese plate. And Tana is also currently in development with us on a much more robust program that will launch for over the summer and then feed into the fall with some of the other things that will be coming available to her. Her menu here at the Mercado San Agustin, and I think some of the most fabulous things that she's been able to bring to the table have been some of the bandage wrapped cheeses,
exactly,
which are just outstanding. We've really been enjoying an incredibly positive response to the Fiora de Capra fresh chev cheese from Palmarine, Arizona.
Right in the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, so we're really trying to feature as much as we can from southern Arizona and have that complemented again with what Britt was talking about with the balance of our other farm-to-table products. One of the major missions of the Mercado San Agustin Public Market, of course, is to host and harvest and support as much local agriculture and product as we possibly can. So that's a big part of what we do here, and our going to feature more of that going forward.
Great. I salute you for that. I think that commitment to sustainability and local, we're using local when we can, is the right thing to do. So we are looking at a cornucopia of sorts of culinary delight from every corner of the kitchen, it seems, with beautiful colors and vibrancy and energy on this table. And I'm darn near speechless, Chef Brittany Palmer. Talk a little bit about what you brought out for us to enjoy.
So the first thing we have, it's our market salad. It changes just about every day. We focus on different produce that we get from the farmer's market that's here every Thursday. So this, it's a citrus smoked shrimp over a mixed green salad. It's got pickled local vegetables, avocado, tomato, and then it's got citrus and garlic dressing on there.
I'm still eating. You paused at just the right moment. Anyway, beautiful citrus taste dancing across that shrimp. That is a huge shrimp.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be like a U.
It's a 21.
That's just gorgeous shrimp. Chilled perfectly. And again, when you're looking at a salad, and you say this rotates regularly depending on what you're sourcing from the garden? Almost every day. And this is a French market salad, your garden salad. Beautiful. Some avocado, lovely tomato, different kinds of greens being incorporated in there. Some onion. Is that asparagus down there that I see?
Yeah, it's asparagus.
But there's a reason why we say cornucopia. Now, Bella, have you tried the cornucopia? This is a gorgeous, gorgeous salad. I asked you right when you were taking a sip of her libation.
I have tried it. And as Brittany mentioned, it does change daily. So I haven't had this exact rendition of it, but
goodness.
It's excellent. The shrimp's always really delicious.
Absolutely beautiful. And the onion, a little bit of vinegar. Is there mignonette in that onion?
No, but we do. There's pickled daikon and pickled onion in there, and that's pickled and
yes.
with vinegars and
perfect.
Different
and
spices.
Before we go on to the next course, I want to remind all of our listeners that Adam Weinstein and Chef Brittany Palmer and their charity are going to provide the opportunity for one of our listeners to come to Augustine Brasserie and experience it for themselves and to get a sense of all that we've talked about. If you're the first person to call into the station with the right answer to the trivia question, and we're going to be asking that in just a couple of minutes. So we want to make sure that all of our listeners have their dialing fingers ready, because we're going to give away an Augustine gift card for you to enjoy. So talk to me, baby.
So
I call
one,
you baby.
Oh, absolutely.
Have we achieved that moment in our relationship where I can be confident that that's not going to be inappropriate?
Oh, I think we have.
Perfect.
So this we have
Mr.
our
bouillabaisse.
Palmer
has to say about that, but anyway, this is a bouillabaisse. And again, I think one of the things, if you're going to have a French bistro, brasserie kind of thing, bouillabaisse, a hallmark.
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful. Talk to me.
So this, we stew it to order. We've got tomato base. It's shrimp, scallop, mussels, and then a white fish that just seasonally. And then that's in a shrimp and a saffron broth. And then we serve it with a nice crostini and rui, which is our red pepper aioli.
I went right for the broth first without anything else because I want, when you say saffron, I wanted to put that to the test. You know, saffron, again, very expensive herb.
Oh, absolutely.
And you didn't cut any corners here. You're using the saffron in a beautiful way. It's coming out. And again, you could probably get away with charging $10 more than whatever you're charging. And I know I have no idea what you're charging for this, but a beautiful medley of all kinds of shellfish. Now, this scallop is a weapon of mass destruction, Brittany Palmer. I don't know that I've seen a scallop this big.
Oh, yeah.
Talk
these
to me about this scallop.
Scallops
these are
that.
U10s along with the shrimp.
Yep. Those, they're the same scallops used for our seared scallops. They're just really thick, plump scallops. They're absolutely delicious, very sweet.
Okay, so I'm going to hand
thank you. The rest is for me.
I'm going to hand that bowl over to Bella. So I don't know how you consistently prepare the scallops so beautifully. Because with scallops, as you know, and we've said this on the show, very difficult to execute perfectly.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if you undercook the scallop, no one's ever going to come back. If you overcook the scallop, they're going to get on Yelp, and they're going to say, this scallop's overcooked. The beauty of the scallop is it's just pillowy soft, tender, but completely cooked through with a beautiful, even temperature. I love the scallops here.
It's because Brit's from New England. She'd be thrown out of the kitchen if she didn't know how to cook it properly.
That's right. Adam's got a close eye on you. Yes, we demand excellence in the scallops for someone from New England. Absolutely love it. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about some of these great cocktails and then what you can expect to see from Augustine Brasserie as we move through the summer, because you got some great events coming up. But the time has come where we want to give one of our listeners a chance to call in and guess the answer to the trivia question. And the first person that calls in with the right answer is going to get a gift card. Have we thought about what a good trivia question is going to be this week?
Well, given with our special tonight with our ribeye, we wanted to find out who knows what confit means.
Great question. Okay, when we talk about confit in the culinary arts, what does it mean? What does the word confit mean? What are we doing in the kitchen when we use confit? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win an Augustine Brasserie gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Augustine Brasserie in the Mercado San Augustine with bouillabaisse dripping down my chin in a beautiful way. Thank you so much to Executive Chef Brittany Palmer from Augustine Brasserie and owner Adam Weinstein for creating this wonderful experience, this wonderful French encounter for us to appreciate what Augustine is all about. Now, we have a couple of callers on the line that think they know the answer to the question, and we say, what is the word confit when we're talking about the culinary arts? And we're going to go right to caller on line one. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
And what's the answer?
Well, I think it's some sort of a preserve or a pickle.
Preserve or a pickle, he says, Chef.
It's not, actually.
It's not a preserve or a pickle. But anyway, sir, I do want to thank you for listening, and thanks so much for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're going to go to caller on line two and see if they know the answer to the question. Are you with us?
I am.
Hello. Okay, caller, what's the answer? What is this whole confit thing all about?
Well, confit is usually meat that's salted and seasoned with herbs, and then it's usually submerged in its own fat.
That's absolutely correct.
Oh, caller.
Woo, woo.
I mean, are you a food writer by any chance?
Well, I am a Yelper.
Oh, she's a Yelper.
Is this Christy?
Of course, Bella.
You recognize her
voice? I recognize her voice.
You've got to be kidding me.
I love my Yelpers.
Okay, well, Christy, is that your name?
It is.
Okay, so she's not afraid of the fat. She talked about simmering in her own fat. This is what I like to simmer in my fat on a regular basis. Anyway, Christy, congratulations. Have you ever been to Augustine Brasserie before?
I have been dying to go there.
Oh. A first-timer, Adam Weinstein.
Excellent.
Okay, so listen to me. I want you to stay on the line. Casey back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to send that gift card to you in the mail. And when you come, you know, it might not happen because she's very, very busy, Christy. She's got a very important job. But if you ask for Chef Brittany Palmer, she just might come out and say hello. Congratulations, Christy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow. I mean, right away, a Yelper. How in the
Incredible.
World? You got like 10,000 Yelpers and you recognize her voice for crying out loud? Anyway, this is wonderful. Confit, season, and then just reduced. And the fat renders, and it creates this richness. And you've captured that duck fat in those fingerling potatoes.
Absolutely.
With that ribeye marbled with that fat at this place. I mean, is this as good as it gets, Bella?
It is,
okay.
And I live down the street. It's perfect.
All right, we're going to switch residences for just one weekend. I want to walk to Augustine. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about, before we have a quick sip of cocktail, Adam Weinstein, you've got some stuff going on this summer, I think August summer nights. What's going on? What can we expect?
Yes, the Mercado San Augustine Public Market will be hosting a whole series of events throughout the course of the summer, but our big one that we do annually is our hot summer, or we do a hot summer nights and a hot August nights in particular, but the first one will be our July 4th festival. And Brittany and team will be roasting a suckling pig out in the courtyard, along with a whole host of other terrific specials. And, of course, we have our lovely roof deck and an incredible view of the fireworks on a mountain. So it's a pretty extraordinary place to be for that particular day here in downtown Tucson.
I mean, July 4th is my birthday. Let me just say, and if I can integrate a suckling pig in my birthday celebrations, yes, please. Are you actually, you're roasting a whole pig out there?
A whole pig. We're hoping to get one about 100 pounds. It'll feed everyone else, that comes through.
What's everyone else going to eat? But I digress. A suckling pig. I love whole pig. I love it. And you're going to be doing it right outside?
People
can
right
watch
outside
and see the whole thing moving around? Oh,
yep.
I love it. And the rooftop deck at that time of year with the fireworks. And just fantastic. July 4th here at Augustine Brasserie. How can people learn more information about that event?
That'll be available on both of our websites, www.mercadosanaugustine.com. And also the AugustineBrasserie.com website.
Beautiful. We're libating. I don't know if you saw us during a commercial. We began to libate. We might be accelerating things too quickly, but we only have a couple minutes left in the show. What have you brought out for us to enjoy?
Well, Brian Halbach, our chief bartender and bar manager, has made for you his award-winning La Fleur Margarita, which he took third in the International Margarita Competition last year.
I heard about that. And this is the one?
That's the one.
It's gorgeous.
And it's terrific flavor, very complex, subtle, and a little bit powerful at the same time.
Now he says it. The thing's darn near gone. And by the way, Russell's powerful. Gorgeous, crisp. Perfect time of the year to enjoy this beverage. It's beautiful. It's colorful. A little lemon rind in there, served in a martini glass. Beautiful. Man, that guy knows what he's doing behind the bar.
He does. Brian did a terrific job with that drink.
Okay, so now I'm about to approach the Bloody Mary.
And the Bloody Mary, I think, is best at brunch with a few nice mineral salinity quality oysters. And just goes down easy. Mm. Nice way to start the late morning on a Sunday.
Beautiful. And just keep going with just a kiss of horseradish I'm tasting. Too many people use too much. Just a little kiss of the horseradish. Oh, absolutely. What an amazing time we've had here at Augustine Brasserie. A taste of the French, so the Parisian bistro countryside right here, just west of downtown. Before we go away, I want to make sure that everybody knows exactly where you're located, Adam, and how they can learn more about you.
We're at 100 South Avenida del Convento, right at the corner of Avenida del Convento and West Congress Street, directly across from the El Rio Health Clinic, easily accessible off of I-10, and plenty of parking on Avenida and the adjacent streets, as well as a parking facility immediately west of the Mercado.
Beautiful. Chef Brittany Palmer, what a pleasure and a privilege it is to sit down with you and taste of your majesty. And do it in a way that I just keep talking about it. When I like things, I keep talking. And I'm not showing any signs of being quiet. Thank you for what you produced here for us to enjoy. And Bella Hoffroy with Yelp, we have about another 30 seconds left. Talk again about how people can get information about June 6th.
All right. Find us at yelp.com/events. Make sure your city is set to Tucson and RSVP for Yelp's Ultimate Play Day, June 6th.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday, 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. We'll see you at Augustine Brasserie.